Blackstone Audio presents Death Without Tenure by Joanne Dobson. For Serena Dobson. Chapter 1. Friday, October 2nd. I was in my English department office grading papers at a red-hot pace, a red pencil clutched in my fist, when the door crashed open and Professor Miles Jewell came storming in. He fit the red color motif. His face was crimson, maybe even darker, maybe the color of his buttoned-up burgundy cardigan. I'd been grading fast. As soon as I was done with the papers, I planned to put finishing touches on a new scholarly article to submit along with my petition for tenure. Tenure in the Enfield College English Department would cap my long journey from hard-scrabble New England single mom to academic woman with a secure professional future. Almost, almost, I could feel the long weight of my scholarly preparation begin to lift from my shoulders. But now, here was my elderly colleague, breathing heavily, staring at me pop-eyed. I jumped up from my desk chair. Miles! What had I done this time to tick him off? Miles was attempting to speak. His thick white hair stuck up on one side. I feared he was going to drop dead right then and there on the antediluvian oriental rug in front of my desk. I rushed over to Miles, took him by the arm, and led him to the green vinyl chair. "What can I get you? A glass of water? Some bourbon? An ambulance?" He plopped into the chair, and the cushion made its customary pfft. "No, no, I'll be all right. Just give me a minute." He began tugging at his black knit tie. I went for water from the cooler in the department office. I knew where the bourbon was if I needed it, in the bottom drawer of Monica's desk, next to her emergency stash of sanitary napkins.